Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here from London, one of my favorite Londoners and an extraordinarily well-known radio talk person. His name is James Whale. He is someone who has an opinion, even when there isn't an opinion necessary, he's got one. So I want to know about the sandbox in front of Buckingham Palace. What the heck is the story with that?
Well, okay, the sandbox in front of Buckingham Palace. You don't mean in front of Buckingham Palace. It's in Horse Guards Parade, which is just round the corner from Buckingham Palace. And very nice to be on your lovely program, Doug.
Thank you. It's been portrayed in the media here as being the Queen can look out her window and see these events like volleyball, that sort of thing.
Volleyball. Very nice. And the Australians are the hot ones to win it.
They are.
Yeah.
What about the Americans?
I don't know. I haven't seen. Joe, the interesting thing is people are mildly getting excited about the Olympic Games, although Londoners aren't, that's for sure. I'll tell you why in a moment. We're seeing lots and lots of people wandering around London as I speak. But not many Americans. Where have the Americans come? Why haven't the Americans come?
And?
But I just wonder where they are.
Every plane that I know of is leaving from any major city that has a London connection. They're all full.
Really?
Yeah, and it's expensive, by the way.
They're getting out of the way, then.
So who's there? How is the city? The city's filled with whom?
The city is full of Chinese tourists at the moment. Enormous quantities of Chinese and Japanese tourists. From the former Soviet republics, there's lots of people over here. I saw a huge amount of Jamaicans walking through Leicester Square, of course. I just did that for Americans.
Nice job. Yeah, right.
that just don't seem to be the Americans. Americans maybe have been pushed out. You could always tell the Americans, of course, because they wear loud, checked trousers.
Right, plaid. Yeah, the plaid shirts and the checked. And they're usually polyester, too, aren't they still?
They are, polyester. Americans do love to wear polyester, but I have to tell you at the moment, London isn't foggy. London is suffering a massive heat wave. Not a cloud in the sky as I look out of my window here. It's hot and humid in London. It's a bit like New York.
I was told that it was very wet there until recently. It's been raining pretty much every day.
We've had 2-3 weeks of torrential rain because, you know, the climate's changing, of course. And Britain is going to become a Mediterranean country, which I'm very happy about.
Absolutely. And all that sand that they brought into London, you're just going to bring out to the coast.
There's hardly any sand there. And if you didn't know where to look, you'd miss it.
Wouldn't see it. Yeah, I know where to look, though. That's the problem. I know how to find it.
Listen, I tell you, that is the hottest ticket in town, those women playing beach volleyball, if you know what I mean.
I understand, yes, I get that. All right, let's talk about some of the venues. For those people who know a little about London, the place has changed a lot. Now, this is the fourth or fifth time sort of in modern Olympic history that London has been the host city, isn't it?
Well, I think we've had a few. This is the only one I've been around for. The last one we had was 1948, which was called the Austerity Games, and just after the end of the Second World War, a couple of years after, whilst there was still rationing in London, we had the Olympics. But I have to tell you, I'm broadcasting my show from the park. Actually, I'm not. I'm broadcasting my show from just outside the park because the BBC has bought up all the rights. And, of course, you're not even allowed to say London 2012 on the air because that's copyrighted.
Really? So how do you do the program from just outside the gates? What do you just say London Olympics?
Well,
I'm at the Olympics.
Say, well, here I am in my Olympic studio overlooking the fabulous Olympic Stadium in Stratford.
All right, so what is the average Brit think about all this. It's good for business.
Well, okay, here's the thing. There's two schools. There are the schools who are absolutely mad about sport and the Olympics and think that that's marvelous and everything else. And then there's the other people. There are the ordinary Londoners who are trying to get about their daily work. Excuse me, who are being bullied by the authorities. You know, we're hearing the whole time, don't come into London during the games unless you have to make alternative
Well, you have that silly $10 tax for everybody who drives into the City of London anyway, right?
There's a $10 tax to drive into London, and now there are the Zill lanes, okay? There are special Olympic lanes that came into force yesterday. They've got the Olympic symbols painted on them. That'll have cost a few, Bob. And if you accidentally drive into one of these Olympic lanes, you will be fined £130.
And you have cameras everywhere. England's lousy with traffic cameras. Wasn't Mitt Romney there this week to check out the...
Yeah, apparently he is. And apparently our Prime Minister doesn't like him much.
Really?
But he might have to change his mind, apparently, if he gets in.
Right. Well, it would be best interest of all if we all can just get along. You know what I mean?
Well, of course. I think we should tell everybody that. Keep our noses out of everybody else's business, and we might all be a lot better off.
There you go. Good idea.
Hey,
James Whale.
The story of the Olympics, by the way. Did you see the story of the Olympics? The women's North Korean football team playing their opening game at Hampden Park in Scotland. That's up in Scotland.
Yeah.
They put the South Korean flag up next to the North Korean women's football team.
Hey.
And the North Korean women walked off and refused to play. They had to be coaxed back on to play, and the game was postponed for an hour. I had to laugh.
Yeah, I'm looking at the some of these flag blunders. There have been other memorable flag and anthem blunders over the history of the Olympics. It was supposed to, they were playing against Colombia, right?
Yeah. They won, by the way, but they said even winning the game has not made up for the disgrace
of
putting the wrong flag up.
That's disgraceful. That happens all the time.
Yeah. It's not supposed to. It is. Are you coming to London for this? Are you not coming over? Why not?
I am not, because you didn't. I have no place to stay, and you didn't invite me to come stay at your place, so I don't have any place to stay.
I'm building a shed in the garden just for that sort of, just for that eventuality. You'll be able to stay there.
I'll stay there. Okay, I'll bring a sleeping bag and I'll...
Listen, here's another thing. The hotels are empty. The tourists have not come to London because they thought it was going to be absolutely packed. And the people who come to watch the sport are the cheap people, but they just stay in little B&B places or camp out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So all those hotels in London that were thinking that we're going to do huge amounts of business are discounting as we speak.
Yeah, see, now, we're getting an entirely different story over here, to the point where some of the travel people say it's impossible to get a flight, you can't book a room, and you're telling me it's just the opposite.
Well, listen, I did early morning television today. I do a thing called Sky TV.
Right.
And it takes me an hour to get to the studio and about 2.5 hours to get back because of the traffic. I got back just as quickly. There was no traffic on the roads today. It's amazing.
Yeah. We're talking to James Whale. James is a prominent English radio talk host, and the overview of the Olympics as they get started, the essence of all of the business that's connected to it, the psychology of the Brits when it comes to this sort of thing. Have things become more expensive? For example, if you jump into a cab, one of the London cabs, is it going to cost you more than it normally would to get a ride?
It can't do, because, you know, cabs are controlled in London, and I stress, if you come to London, only jump in a London cab. Mm-hmm. They can't alter the tariff. It's locked in, so they can't do that. But it could take you longer to get where you're going, because these damned lanes, you can't use a load of the roads in London. They are saying now that if it's not as busy as they thought on the Olympic lanes, and most of the people using these Olympic lanes are the great and the good of what they call the Olympic family.
Right.
But the Olympic family, of course, are staying on Park Lane, the expensive part of London, and the Olympics is taking place in the East End of London.
Well, let's talk about that. It's interesting, as you look again at the venues, they're all over England, not just in London, as you're pointing out. Some of the stuff's out in Wales, some of it's up in Scotland. The East End, the Docklands, as they are called, was the last place to be rehabbed. That's from the financial area over. I remember there one night when I was visiting a friend over in East London. I think you and I, you remember her. She had a place over there. We went to dinner at some place handy by. I was sitting in a bathtub in her house, and everything shook because the IRA had blown up a hotel just down the street. They lived a lot of stuff in East London.
That was a long, long time ago. And
yeah, it was quite a while ago.
Have stopped funding the IRA, so we have a bit of peace over here now.
Yeah.
But that's another argument.
But the whole area down there, beyond where she lived, had really not been redeveloped since the war.
Yeah, but, you know, I used to live down there, and I think you're right. I think we did have dinner down there one night.
Yeah, we did.
If you're listen, if you're coming to London, this is what you do. You go down to the pier on the River Thames by the Savoy Hotel. Mm-hmm. You get the river bus up to Canary Wharf. It's about a 15-minute journey through time, and you will see some of the most amazing sights. I'm pretty sure I've taken you there. I can't remember. I thought I took you on the
radio. Yeah, I think you did,
Anyway, there's great restaurants, great shops. We have got some of the highest skyscrapers. You guys will all feel at home there. The latest building is called the Shard. It looks like a shard of glass sticking up about 150 floors up into the air or something like that, quarter of a mile, I don't know. And so part of London now is very, very modern, and it is that part just past there that they have developed. It's right near the airport. City Airport, London Airport. And it is, listen, I drove past it the other day. It looks fantastic.
One of the things, though, that I'm hearing from you, and it sounds, again, you're sort of putting down the Americans because they aren't there. I don't sense there's a lot of Olympic fever amongst the Brits.
I think the Brits are fairly, we don't get excited a lot, okay?
No, it's true.
I think we're quite proud it's here. We're very proud the way it has all been done, the infrastructure has all been
But
done.
You hear out the reports over here are there are bobbies, there aren't enough security people, they're going to bring in the army, bring in people from NATO because they're worried about somebody blowing the place up. Is that all a bunch of hooey?
Listen, that's a fallacy, but like everywhere else, unfortunately, and a lot to do with the Americans insisting, I have to say, we hear the Americans insisting that there is really tight security because there are some mad, nutty people around, as we see. Most of them over in your and so the eventuality is we have the world in London, so they have to be secure, and they are secure. And a company, there was a problem with a company called G4S, who was supposed to be hiring security guards, and they couldn't get enough of them trained. So, and to be honest, I don't think they were ever going to get enough trained the way it was organized. They have now brought the army in, and people are happier with the army because these guys are professionals. They know what they're doing. They're polite. Do you know what I mean?
I do. This has been a good overview. Maybe from time to time we'll check in with you to find out how London is working and how the Olympics are working.
And I'll tell you whether the Americans are winning.
All right, that's a good idea. I'd like that. James Whale, talk host in London and all around England here with an intro to the Olympics, if you will, from London this year.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits in talk radio. And we also throw in some television interviews as well, like this one from CNN. Ash talking about Mitt Romney's recent speech where he went after the president on a number of issues.
Foreign policy is not a top priority for voters this year, so Mitt Romney decided to pummel the president on an issue they do care about, trust and credibility.
Exactly who in the White House betrayed these secrets?
Romney used his speech to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention to blast the president for a series of national security leaks Romney said were politically driven to help the president, hanging his stepped-up attacks on new comments from the Democratic Senate Intelligence Chairwoman Dianne Feinstein.
I think the White House has to understand that some of this is coming from its ranks.
Did a superior authorize it? These are things that Americans are entitled to know, and they're entitled to know it now. If the president believes, as he said last week, that the buck stops with him, then he owes all Americans a full and prompt accounting of the facts. The time for stonewalling is over.
That's the kick. Now, the kicker.
What kind of White House would reveal classified material for political gain? I'll tell you right now, mine will not.
Feinstein later issued a statement saying she's, quote, disturbed her remarks are being used to impugn President Obama. Romney also served up a crowd pleaser for this audience of veterans, warning against some $50 billion in budget cuts to defense next year.
We're just months away from an arbitrary, across-the-board budget reduction that would saddle the military with $1 trillion in cuts, severely shrink our force structure, and impair our ability to meet and deter threats. Don't bother, by the way, trying to find a serious military rationale behind any of that, unless that rationale is wishful thinking. Strategy is not driving the president's massive defense cuts.
Despite Romney's aim at the president, the reality is those cuts were not simply a presidential strategy. They come from a debt reduction compromise Romney's fellow Republicans voted for.
Did we get 100% of the discretionary cuts we were looking for? No, we got two-thirds. That's better than zero.
175 House Republicans, 72% of them, voted for $110 billion in spending cuts, half of which come from defense. In the Senate, more than half of Republican senators, 29, voted for the cuts.
Here's host Dave Merlino talking about Mitt Romney finally sounding like a strong candidate after a speech that went after the president.
I think he's sounding a lot different than John McCain. I think he's got the gloves off. I think he's sounding strong. I think he's sounding aggressive. And let's face it, this is what you have to do. You have to hold our public servants to account. I don't care who they are, where they come from, what their rhetoric is. We have to hold these people to account. And then Romney comes out firing, and this got the most applause. Listen to this.
In dealings with other nations, he has given trust where it is not earned, insult where it was not deserved, and apology where it is not due.
See that, Mitt? Keep the gloves off. Keep the attack on. Let people know how you feel. You can't. Unfortunately, politics is full contact MMA, man. And you have got to bring it. So hopefully Mitt stays on the aggressive trail. And I know a lot of people think, hey, this is a governor from Massachusetts. It's a left-wing state. He can't be a conservative. He can't be a freedom-loving, a liberty-loving guy from that state. I have a feeling Mitt Romney is a bit tougher and a bit different than people characterize him as. I just have a feeling. And here's why I'm more excited about Romney. I'm excited about Romney because we're at a place now where the nation has to make some serious decisions, and I think he's capable of making better decisions. But also, we're going to make this man make some decisions. We're going to make this man reform the entitlement welfare state we have, get government out of the way, cut government spending.
Well, you're welcome to call us now at 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we've got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we all know that Christian Bale is in the forefront because of his role as Batman and the controversies surrounding the shootings last week in Colorado, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not sure whether this is a coincidence or whether it's good timing. Harrison Chung was Christian Bale's assistant and publicist for 10 years or more. He has shared his experience working with Christian Bale and basically living with him and his dad. This is a story that one would think when you look at the cover of the book and read the subtitle, it's Christian Bale, the story of the darkest Batman. One would surmise, before talking to Mr. Chung, that maybe there is something about Christian Bale that he's trying to tell us. So, Mr. Chung, welcome, first of all. Nice to have you here.
Hi.
Hi. All of this, the book you wrote was finished and completed, galleys were done, and it went into publication when?
Well, the book came out end of May, just the beginning of June.
Okay, so it's been around for a while. And now, under the circumstances, would you say, and I don't mean this, I'm not here to give you anything other than exposure, so there's no nuance to my asking the question, but in a sense, this book and you will benefit from the tragedy in Colorado last week. Is that a fair statement?
You know, I don't know. I definitely, on the book's website, we were part of the forefront of the Internet and Facebook campaign to get Christian to go to Colorado to visit mm-hmm. the injured.
Right.
So it's been a focal point for the fans, and definitely, you know, that has been, you know, part of the attention, I think.
Right. You went to, how'd you meet him? I know a little about his story. I was telling a story earlier. I don't know if you're listening. You're on a couple of other programs. I'm sure a lot of people want to talk to you about this book. I happen to be a neighbor of his in Santa Monica, where his little house is down the street from my little house. And nobody ever, nobody ever really sees him there. It's a place when you work in Hollywood, most people have a little bungalow, a little place they can go hide. He's not a resident of California. I think he's still, isn't he an Aussie?
No. He's actually British by birth.
Is he? Somebody knows. I thought he was Australian.
No. He was born in Wales, but he does not consider himself Welsh. He is English in background.
Yeah.
And, so, he moved to the United States back in 1991, right?
Mm-hmm. When did you meet him?
93.
Under what circumstances?
It's actually sort of funny. I was a big fan of his movie Empire of the Sun. That was the Steven Spielberg movie about World War II. It's about a little boy who was stuck in a Japanese concentration camp, and it was one of Spielberg's few bombs. And then Christian did a couple more bombs. He did Newsies, he did Swing Kids, and they were like bigger bombs for Disney, even worse on a financial scale than, everyone's talking about John Carter this year.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of us, movie buffs, I was living in Toronto, Canada at the time, we were thinking, wow, what a great young actor. But as everyone knows, an actor is as good as their last box office opening. And here's this kid who's coming off bomb after bomb after bomb. So we decided to write him letters of encouragement, to my surprise, Christian wrote me back. So, I wrote him a thanks for writing back and, wrote back. And we started writing letters back and forth. We became pen pals. And at the time, I was working in what was, then called Internet Online Marketing. So I was giving him some ideas about promoting his career online because he was so anti-publicity. So from that point on, we were writing about marketing on the Internet, and then the next thing I knew, I got a call from his dad saying, "We're moving to Los Angeles. Come to meet us."
Really? So his dad decided that he wanted to move. His dad was a promoter of his from the early years, an encourager of his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now his dad, I think I go into quite a lot of detail in the book. He was like an incredible character. He was a real showbiz dad. His dad essentially dragged Christian kicking and screaming from England to America because Christian wasn't really that sure that he wanted to pursue a career in acting, especially after all the attention he got from those box office bombs.
Mm-hmm. What's the fairest way to describe his father? Caring, loving, interested in his fun, in his son's success, or someone who saw a money tree?
I think all of the above.
Really?
I think he was a loving dad, but he saw, in his son, everything that he could not be.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think he looked at his kids and said, this is the kid that's getting attention. This is the kid that's got potential. And the only place to make it big in acting is Hollywood.
Yeah.
They used to say, in England, everyone here nowadays is loving Downton Abbey. But those English actors, they would make more money doing one American TV series or movie than they could in their lifetime in England. So that's how much potential there is.
Mm-hmm. All right, so his father brings him over here. Where's his mother in all this?
He's Christian's dad divorced his mom. They had a big argument over Christian's future. In the book, I mentioned that Christian had a nervous breakdown when he was doing publicity for Empire of the Sun. So his mom was really worried about him. I mean, I guess as any mother would be, she was just worried that if you push him too hard, he's going to have another breakdown. So she was like, you don't have to pursue acting, son. Just, stay in school, go to university, and stay in England, live a regular life. But his dad was determined to bring him to L.A. So, they split over that.
So he was accused. I remember this. Was there a phone or something involved? I don't remember. No, that was what's his face? The other the Aussie actor who threw the phone at somebody in the hotel. But wasn't there some kind of altercation that Christian Bale had with his mother in a hotel?
Yeah. Actually, it was 2008 at the London premiere of The Dark Knight. Christian was he was picked up by the police, and he was for allegedly assaulting his mom and his sister there.
Mm-hmm. What really happened? Were you there?
No, I wasn't there. I heard from his mom and his sister that it was a family argument that went out of hand, and he just started, shoving them around the hotel room and threw them out.
Really? And where was the father while this was going on?
David Bale, his dad, passed away, I think, in 2003.
Oh, so yeah. He wasn't around at all?
No.
Ah. So the wonder, I'm just fascinated with, I'm not a big celebrity. I don't like celebrity. Normally, I think celebrity is nonsense. People pay too much attention to people for the wrong reasons. If anything, this fellow, and this happens as if you were working with him for 10 years, you had to see a lot of this kind of stuff, Harrison. By the way, just joining us, Harrison Chung is the author of Christian Bailey Inside Story of the Darkest Batman, paperback edition out now. So in terms of using the phrase the darkest Batman.
I the publisher liked the title The Darkest Batman because of all the Batman portrayals in film. Christian's portrayal of Batman is undoubtedly the darkest. And darkest also sort of referring to his personality. I mean, it's no secret that Christian has temper issues. Aside from that, what happened in London, allegedly assaulting his mom and his sister, there was the infamous 2009 internet leak of his screaming, yelling rant on the set of Terminator Salvation. So, that was one where he yelled at a crew member for 4 minutes, 39 F-bombs, and everyone could sort of hear firsthand, what his temper
sounded
like.
Were you still with him then?
No. Mm-hmm. We had parted ways, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why did you part with him?
Well, I had worked with him for about a decade, and, it wasn't fun anymore. I think when we were starting off, when they just moved to Hollywood, it was like, strangers in a strange land. I had moved from Canada to L.A. to work on his career, and it was a lot of fun. It was like a family business. We were going to set up a production company and all that type of stuff. I would call it more that we went our own ways, because when his father became terminally ill, it was just like an end of an era. And, I had worked for 10 years on his career exclusively, and I wanted to work with other actors and do other projects in the film industry. And Christian wanted me to work on his stuff exclusively. So, we had a disagreement on I guess, where the future went. The unusual thing about his dad never worked. When he and Christian moved to the United States, they didn't have green cards, they didn't have visas. So his dad could not legally work. His dad spent most of his time on the phone, calling the press and networking for his son. But, he wasn't employed. Back in England, he said that he was a financial advisor, and he sort of wore a lot of odd hats that ended up turning out not to be true. He claimed he was a pilot for British Airways and British Midland. But when I was researching the book and going, that far back, I found that his dad, was a jack of all trades.
He seemed to be able to get into maybe the way, when you consider, we were talking earlier about the fighter and the role he played there and how he mastered the Boston accent and how he just seemed to get into it. This is the mark of somebody who really is good at this. And isn't it true that most of the people who are really good at this have a kind of a strange side to them?
I think when you're an actor, I don't want to generalize, I'm just sort of basing it on the characters that I've known.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely passionate about their acting to a frenzy. When Christian was preparing for American Psycho, he would only talk in that voice. He didn't want to lose character. He didn't want to lose the accent.
Yeah.
When people talk about his physical transformation, that was the first big one, beefing up and going for an American accent in American Psycho. And I think when he realized, you delve into the role that deeply, that's when you get results. So, yeah. You know, American Psycho, Batman, you know, losing weight for the machinist, for the fighter, those type of transformations. I mean, you know, it's definitely a dedicated mindset.
Does he have friends?
You know, he and again, I don't want to generalize, but a lot of actors don't like to make friends with people that they might consider their competition.
Or somebody like you who would do a book about him. That's part of the danger of doing something like this is that you get branded. You know, why are you doing this? You're doing it for money. This guy was your friend. He gave you an opportunity, and you knife him. You know, you don't really. I mean, this book isn't a knife book. I don't see this book as a job on him. I mean, it's pretty interesting.
No, not at all. I mean, if you had a chance to read the book, I think it's got three main threads in the book. I mean, number one is Christian Bale's biography, and there are no other biographies about him.
Yeah.
And it's told from my point of view, and it's a unique point of view because how many other people knew him
like you did.
Formulative part of his career. And the third piece of it that, you know, I think people might not realize is that he was a former child actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's English, so, you know, you've got the complication of moving from one country to another. And if anyone's ever moved, you know, across town, you've got tons of things to do to try to move. And the other part of it is that it's the history of internet marketing. When I started working on Christian's career, the 1990s, that was when the World Wide Web had just started at the beginning of the decade. It was before the IMDb. It was before eBay, before Craigslist, MySpace, Facebook, anything. And Christian was the first actor to have an official website,
wow.
to have a press kit online, to have movie trailers. I mean, now you want to look at a movie, you go on the web and you watch the movie trailer. Did not exist in those days.
All right, book is called...
Just on.
Christian Bale, the inside story of the darkest Batman, and Arison Chung has put this story together, formerly associated with Christian Bale. Good to have you here, sir. Thank you for telling us the story. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
On my journey to help save people money on car insurance, people have been really surprised to learn that GEICO can also help with renter's insurance. They're even more surprised when I tell them it costs as little as $12 a month. But perhaps what's most surprising is that I still live with my mum. Yeah, I know, I really should start thinking about renting my own place. But then I'd have to get my own tea kettle, sofa, shower curtain, soap dish.
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
We're fashion retailers,
wine wholesalers,
a surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners
to fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at IBM.com/engines.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
One of the great names in syndicated radio, conversation radio, the spoken word formats over the last three decades has been a gentleman who will not want to take too much credit for his success. He'll give the credit to the people who supported him, worked with him. G. Gordon Liddy, a name known to most all Americans. I don't think you can go up and down the street and say G. Gordon Liddy or the G-Man or Gordon Liddy and people wouldn't know who he was. You started in infamy, in a manner of speaking, and became famous. And I wonder how you feel as you look back on this career that you've had, which will sadly end. I'm sorry that you have decided to call it quits, because I think you still have a lot to say. But when you look back, Gordon, at these years, remarkable stuff. You've had a lot of fun. I can tell people listening to you, even though I don't know that your program isn't about laughs necessarily, but your stories. You are one of the greatest storytellers. I wonder if you even realize what a great storyteller you are.
Well, I've been successful at it, but remember the key to having success with stories is they have to be true. If they're true, it works. But if you're just making stuff up, it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of politics, you were sort of identified as someone who was right of center. You made your feelings known. But I don't think your show really was about politics, was it? I mean, I never sensed that you were onto the stuff like a lot of the other people who have the same political bent as you. It isn't like it was all about politics.
Well, no, the show was about life. Politics is part of life, and so there was some politics in it.
Your life?
No, life. Life in general.
But I mean, your life. How much of your life did people learn about when you were telling your stories?
Oh, an awful lot.
Yeah.
An awful lot.
What will you miss, other than coming in every day, having a routine? What will you miss about not being around every day telling these stories?
Well, what I'll miss will be, first of all, the camaraderie here at the station.
Yeah.
Radio America has a wonderful crew of guys and women, and you know, they really make it easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll miss them. I will also miss a sense of connectedness to the population of the country, mm-hmm. you know, who would listen and call in and comment and give their opinions and so on.
Yeah. The most interesting person you ever talked to on the air was?
Oh, gee. Dr. Thomas Sowell, I would say.
Why?
He's the smartest man in America. You know, and I say that as a combination of things. You know, a lot of people have high intellect.
Yeah.
But unless the high intellect is mated to wisdom and experience, it's not extraordinary. Now, Dr. Sowell was raised in Harlem, I think, by his aunts, and went to the Marine Corps, then went to Harvard and Columbia. And he's really, if you look at his body of work, he's an economist by profession, but if you look at his body of work, it is just marvelous.
See, I think you're intellectually very stimulating. I think you're, anytime ever, I always loved the fact that you kept the discussion above the banal, and I think that's part of your intellect. You're such a contradiction in so many ways for so many people. Have you ever thought, you have to have gone through this exercise at one point in time with your late lovely wife or people in your family or friends. If you hadn't had the original job that you had with the government, what do you think your life would have been like? What would you have done?
Well, I was a lawyer, mm-hmm. so I probably would have just done my best to be a good lawyer and progress through the profession.
Mm-hmm.
But being a lawyer was very helpful to me.
Right.
But it's certainly not the same as jumping out of the airplane with the Israeli parachute battalions, which I've done numerous times.
Or any other things, and not to mention the visit to the little office building downtown Washington and how that literally defined your life and changed your life. But the things that I think you ought to be more remembered for the wisdom and the intellect that you have relayed on the air for the years and years that you've done your radio program. And you're to be people are going to congratulate you all over the place and wish you well and all that. But I think you're a genuinely great human being, and I'm pleased to be able to talk to you.
Well, Doug, it's been a pleasure talking to you from time to time.
Well, we'll stay in touch, as they say. Gordon Liddy.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.